We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
from just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America, hour number two, as we continue on here on this 30th of July, 2011. We spent most of the last hour talking about the debt ceiling situation. As we know, for those of you just joining us, that the August 2nd deadline that Geithner defined, whether he's just pulling this date out of a hat or not, there's some people that suggested there's a lot of symbology involved in this August 2nd deadline, although I haven't really looked into that too much. We know that the elitists seem to orchestrate certain events in history around certain dates, and these symbols just keep popping up everywhere, so I wouldn't put it past them to do that. But anyway, we got the debt ceiling thing, but there are other things going on. Real quickly, we have Gary Hunt waiting in the wings, and I want to bring him up in a few minutes, but I want to touch upon this. We have Fast and Furious program, this Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms program to arm the drug cartels. We have these guns. They're continuing to turn up at different crime scenes in Mexico. In Mexico, that, I guess, Reuters is reporting that at least 122 firearms from the botched U.S. undercover operation have been found at crime scenes in Mexico or intercepted en route to drug cartels there. That was according to a congressional report which was issued this past Tuesday. They say Mexican authorities found AK-47 assault rifles, 50 caliber rifles, and other weapons as early as November of 2009 that were later linked to the U.S. sting operation, quote-unquote sting operation, to trace weapons across the border to Mexico, the report said. So we got that going on from Reuters. In the meantime, we have the Obama administration, according to the House Oversight Chairman Issa, he's saying that the Obama administration is intimidating witnesses in the investigation of this program. Washington Times reports that the Obama administration sought to intimidate witnesses and did not testify to Congress on Tuesday about whether ATF knowingly allowed weapons, including assault rifles, to be walked into Mexico. The chairman of the House committee investigating the program said in an interview on Monday. So we got manipulation and intimidation and control going on there. We have from CBS News, ATF manager says he shared Fast and Furious information with the White House. This is one of the things that we said on this show, that we believed it went all the way to the top, to the White House, and certainly that is obviously the case, as is evident from this admission in the CBS News report. So all of this is going on behind the scenes, and I don't want this issue to die, because the gun control treaty, that's the prize, folks, for them. That's what they ultimately want to get into place here in the United States. They want to grab the guns, and they have to demonize the guns in order to facilitate that. All right, let's take the break. On the other side, we'll bring up Gary Hunt. We'll be back here in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight with it.
Broadcast Government America. I'm Darren Winks as we continue on here. Gary Hunt was a professional land surveyor, having been in the county surveying business for Orange County, Florida from 1974 to 1978. He began private practice in 1978 and continued as such until 1993, which events in Waco, Texas caused him to leave his business in pursuit of restoring the Constitution. In 1989, he began researching, investigating, and studying history, law, and events where the government was pointing its guns in the wrong direction. He He began publishing a patriot newspaper called Outpost of Freedom in February of 1993. Since that time, he's investigated numerous occurrences, including Waco, the murder of Michael Hill, Ohio militia chaplain, the Oklahoma City bombing, and other events. He has attended the sites to investigate the events and reported on his investigation. He also writes articles about history, the government misdeeds, there's a full-time job for you, and other subjects appropriate to the patriot community. He has continued to report on his findings through Facts Networking and the Internet. His website you can get to is www.outpost-of-freedom.com. That's Outpost of Freedom with a hyphen between the words. And you can get to that also. It's linked up at ours at governamerica.com. Gary Hunt, welcome to Govern America.
Well, thank you, Darren. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Let's start at the beginning. As I said in your bio, you were in your business. You were like most Americans, I guess, in the sense that you were working your job, but you're seeing the deterioration, I guess, going on around the country. And it was the events at Waco, Texas, that jolted you into actually taking action. And how did that come about? Can you give us a brief synopsis?
Well, back in the 80s and 90s, the people that entered the patriot community generally had a run-in with the government. Most often that run-in had to do with the Internal Revenue Service. In fact, my first run-in with them was actually in 1981. And there's disenchantment. The more you study, the more you learn, the more you realize the government's not doing what the government's supposed to be doing, according to the Constitution, even according to the laws. They don't enforce some laws, and they over-enforce other laws. But yes, you know, I was content with that. I was running my business. I just started publishing the newspaper. We put out two editions before Waco occurred, and you kind of get drawn into the patriot community. You get more and more, pardon the expression, I'm not going to say it that way, upset with the government. How's that? And you know, it just draws you in. It's like a disease almost that you, and the disease is with the government, and you've got to try and do something about it. You've got children, and now I've got grandchildren, and so what can we do about it? So there was a group, and there are two parts to Waco. What happened outside of Mount Carmel Center, which and why I got involved in it, and the other one, what happened inside of Mount Carmel Center. But there was a group about a month or two before Waco that had phone conference calls. The group was called Council of Domestic Relations, a takeoff on CFR. It was a CDR, and every Tuesday we had a conference call. One of the participants in that was a fellow named Cy Minette. He was down in Texas. And,
you know, I have to interrupt you here because I'm very familiar with the Council on Domestic Relations. As a matter of fact, the sweetliberty.org website was one that I registered that domain name and maintained that site. So that was...
Well, I didn't realize they were still around.
Well, the actual organization is defunct now, but in the Sweet Liberty radio program is off the air, but the website's still there, and there's a lot of information up there. But anyway, I know Jackie Petru very well.
Yeah, and Jackie was one of the key movers, and I think Cy is dead now. Cy Minette.
Oh, okay.
He was the one that called me Sunday morning, April 28th, 1993, and I was in the office, and it was my, well, I lived in the office at the time. I had a broken foot, and so I moved into the office. There was plenty of room in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He called and said, have you heard what's happening in Waco, Texas? And I said, no, what's happening? And he said, well, there's a church up there that's been raided by the BATF, and he didn't know a lot about it. It was early in the morning, fairly early in the morning still, and he hadn't heard a lot, but he gave me the name of a television station in Dallas that had covered this from the beginning. So I called the television station and got some guy in there, and he said, we're really busy right now. And I said, well, I'm just trying to find out what's happening. So he read me what was going out over the air, and there were two words that he kept using over and over in the story, cult and Compound, Colton Compound.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in my life, I knew that the government had keywords that words of demonization.
Yeah.
Basically, the Branch Davidians split off from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in 1932 under a guy named Houghton. I don't recall his name, but they were a legitimate church in Waco.
Wasn't it George Roden?
No, Roden came much later.
Oh, okay, all right.
Roden was David Krish's adversary and
rival,
tried to take control of the church. Houghton's wife picked David, and Roden was upset. Roden had been around for quite a while. David came in fairly new to the church, but he seemed to have a better understanding of the scriptures, so Houghton's wife picked David as the predecessor. And Roden was upset about that, and so a feud that went on for a few years continued. Roden at one point said he could raise the dead, but failed miserably at the task. But the church was established, so it wasn't a cult. It had had followers for 60 years and was recognized as a spinoff of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, of which there are a number in this country. And interestingly, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is the church that recognizes Saturday as the Sabbath, which shows how stupid the BATF is, because they figured they'd catch everybody in church services on Sunday morning. They do their homework. At any rate, I'd called the station and talked to them about this, and got a picture of what was happening as best I could at the time. Now, it started hitting the news, but it was very low-key on Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday, conference call on CDR, I said I was going to go to Waco. I was concerned about what was happening. I was going to write some articles for the Outpost of Freedom newspaper. And so in the conversation, CDR said that they could get 1,000 people down there. So for March, I think it would have been the 7th, Saturday, we were going to get 1,000 people down there and have what I described as an intervention. What we were going to do is just walk in unarmed, get between the BATF and the church, and would just intervene. You know, let's get this over with. This is stupid, pointing guns at a church. You know, from my youth, black and white movies in World War II, if somebody hid in a church, even the Germans recognized the sanctity of a church and would not enter the church.
You know, I want to jump in here real quick and say, you know, with regard to it being a cult or whether or not it's being a cult, some people would call Seventh-day Adventism a cult. And in my thinking, if the people aren't bothering anyone, I mean, we can label them whatever we want. I mean, they might have been total crackpots, but as long as they weren't a threat to society, you know, I mean, it really doesn't matter in my thinking whether they were a cult or not. They're entitled to their beliefs. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I can just almost hear somebody thinking, well, Seventh-day Adventism is a cult. But, you know, all that stuff is kind of in the eye of the beholder. I mean, so anyway.
If a cult's defined as somebody with a lot of ridiculous rituals, what would appear to be ridiculous rituals to other people, the Catholic Church is the biggest cult in Christianity.
So, right, and that's where I come back to, you know, it's all kind of in the eye of the beholder.
And that's one of the words of demonization that they use, cult and compound.
Exactly.
Churches, they're churches, compounds are military. This was a church. There was no wall around it. There was no high security or anything. Any federal building, even by 1993, was more secure, more protected, more of a compound than any church in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those were the key words. At any rate, the intervention we were going to try and carry out, if you go to the webpage and go to the Waco portion of my webpage, the map and the instructions for the intervention are they've been posted on the page.
Okay. Hey, let's hold it right there, and then you can, when we come back from the break, you can get back into just where, you know, how this intervention took place or how that whole thing came together. Folks, we're visiting with Gary Hunt. And we're talking about the Branch Davidian siege back in 1993, the murder of the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas, by Janet Rito, the Justice Department, and the U.S. government, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So we'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Gary Hunt, who is with the Outpost of Freedom. His website, once again, is www.outpost-of-freedom.com. And we're talking about Waco, the Branch Davidian siege at in Waco, Texas, back in 1993, and the importance of remembering what happened there. So before the break, Gary, you were talking about how the you were on this conference call with the Council on Domestic Relations, and you were talking with them, and you connected with some people, and you said, "Look, I'm going to go down there. We're going to try to bring a sensible end to this whole thing." So, what happened next?
Well, I contacted Cy Minette again, and he had a friend, Dewey Millay, that lived in Waco. So, he suggested I contact Dewey, and Dewey could arrange a place for me to stay and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that became what we ended up defining as the Waco team. Dewey, Millay, and Steve Roberts lived in a house just outside of Waco, closer to the Mount Carmel Farmers Market, 2491 Road. Two of Dewey and Steve's friends, David Justice and Mark Richardson, were down from Colorado, and when I flew out on the 5th, on Thursday, to Waco, a fellow named Mike from Florida was with me, and the six of us became the Waco team. Now, Mike left after about a week. He had to get back to Florida to his business. So the five of us remained as what we call the Waco team, and we're constantly through the entire ordeal trying to find some way of bringing this to a peaceful solution. So then on Saturday, on the designated day for the intervention, about 30 or 40 people showed up instead of the 1,000 that we were hoping for. We met at what later we called T-Shirt Hill, which was just out about a quarter of a mile to a half mile outside of the roadblock at Farm to Market Road 2491. And we're handing out the instructions and the maps on what we were going to do. And I think it was Mark had noticed that these two guys were walking around each little cluster of people saying, you go in there, you're going to get arrested or maybe even killed, and scaring all these people away. Finally, it was down to the six of us.
Hmm.
We were the only ones willing to go in out of these 30 or 40 people, and we decided that would be kind of foolish, so we called off the intervention at that point.
I can remember, Gary, and I don't want you to forget your train of thought here, but I was just thinking about how, you know, during this whole standoff, they were blasting music over the loudspeakers, you know, and one of the songs that come to mind that they were playing over and over again was, "These boots are made for walking, that is what they'll do, and one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you." You know,
yeah,
I mean, that's...
Not just, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that kind of demonstrates exactly what the mindset was there, that this wasn't something that they wanted to bring about peacefully. They went in there to do exactly what they ultimately accomplished. Would you agree?
I think they went in intending for another purpose, but when it blew up in their face, you know, a good way of describing Waco is the government went down there to kick in a door and make arrests and push people around. But when they kicked the door kicked back with a vengeance.
Mm.
And took them by surprise and changed the whole nature of the thing.
Mm.
But we'll get into that when we get into what happened inside of Waco.
Okay. All right, continue, please.
Inside of Mount Carmel Center. A few days later, Tuesday, Ron Engelman was on a radio station in Dallas, and Ken Fawcett was a video buff, I guess, and he was capturing the uplinks from the to the satellites from the stations that were reporting from Waco. And they had been able to communicate with Mount Carmel Center. Ron would say something over the radio. The response would be indicated by the people in Mount Carmel Center by movement of the dish antenna on the roof. And I had been invited as a guest on the radio program, and it occurred to me while we were talking that why don't I ask for a power of attorney? I'd used power of attorneys to represent my clients in Florida a number of times. It was a pretty powerful instrument, and as it proved to be there, that I held the power of attorney on a number of the dead bodies, and they could not be buried until an attorney came in and talked the families into going with him, which extinguished the power of attorney, and then the bodies melted, actually, in a freezer in Dallas.
Hmm.
But the question was, tendered to David Koresh, you grant Gary Hunt power of attorney to represent you in these matters and to enter Mount Carmel to speak with you. And there was, as Ken reported, a rapid movement of the antenna. So the Waco team, we prepared affidavits from those listening to the program that the affirmative answer was given by virtue of the movement of the antenna. We went down and filed that with the public records in McLennan County. And I had a power of attorney from David Koresh, which then we tried to go into Mount Carmel Center, or I tried to go into Mount Carmel Center, and the FBI and BATF kept stalling, and I never did get in.
Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break already, so just to remember where you were, Gary, and we'll pick it up right on the other side. We have a longer segment straight ahead. Folks, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Gary Hunt, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here, and we're talking about a very stormy situation that took place back in 1993. And for a lot of folks that haven't been in the Patriot community for very long, you may have not heard what really happened in Waco. A lot of people have heard about it, but they've heard about it from the through the filter of the controlled media. And a lot of folks, maybe there's an up-and-coming generation, too, that has joined the Patriot effort that were too young to remember Waco. And so, folks, I really think that it's important to go back sometimes and talk about some of these things in history. And you know, this has been somewhat recent history, but I think that we have to go back and revisit these things sometimes. So that's why we're doing this today. Gary, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. There are a lot of people nowadays that say, well, as soon as the government sheds blood, then we're going to be ready to pick up our rifles and take on the government. They don't seem to realize that back 18 years ago, blood was shed. 80-some people were killed in Waco, Texas, by the government, murdered by the government. And, yes, it is necessary to understand, just like the Boston Massacre preceded the Revolution, the Waco Massacre preceded whatever form the Revolution will take this time when to restore constitutional government to the United States, because as your program obviously indicates, the government is not constitutional in its current form.
Right.
So we've got to do something about it.
So
a lot of us back then felt that that was the beginning. That was, in a sense, the Lexington and Concord. In fact, the first article I put out on the Fax Network the day that I arrived in Waco was called The British Are Coming.
Mm-hmm.
And was trying to explain to people that, you know, this is it. You've got a government that's denying the Constitution. They're sending in a military force to kill people, and it just got worse from the first day to the last day. We had seven people killed the first day, and by the time it was done, it was almost 100 people.
Yeah. So
Waco was a drawing point for a lot of people. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, it was in his forming days back then. He was there. A fellow named Eric Leiter came out from Hawaii, and Eric Leiter had prepared a citizen's arrest warrant that was allegedly served by Bo Greitz at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, the year before when Randy Weaver's wife and son were murdered by the government. He updated the arrest warrant. It was a legal document that it was about a foot thick. It took two hands to carry this thing. And we served it. Eric and I were in the Kinko's that night, finishing this up with the newest legal papers to be added to this. And Jesse James, who is a descendant of the James family, Jesse James family, Jesse and Frank James, knew a fellow on the, he was a friend of Dewey, and he knew a fellow on the in the Texas Rangers. And so he contacted this guy and had him meet us at Kinko's. And so the guy came out with another ranger. And we talked to them about the arrest warrant that we were going to serve that night and the next morning on the sheriff, the police department, the ATF, FBI, Texas Rangers, Texas State Police.
Mm-hmm.
And they left immediately without saying a thing with the copy that I gave them. They were deputized. It was a mistake on our part, we realized. I guess they learned it from Ruby Ridge. But that the next morning, all of these law enforcement entities were deputized by the federal government. I later went down to Austin to meet with Maurice Cook, the commander of the Texas Rangers, and they didn't like what was happening either, but he said, we've been deputized. There's little we can do. Now, the Texas Rangers were assigned as the investigating agency when the crime was over with, but they didn't get into the scene until after the BATF and the FBI had gone in with old Bobcat bulldozers and pushed everything around. However, we served the arrest warrant the next morning, and in order to get this on the record in the criminal complaint, I went down to the courthouse and confessed to murder in an affidavit. The wording was, I confess to the same murders committed by the BATF at Mount Carmel Church on the morning of February 28, 1993. The clerk would not take it into the record on the case. I forgot which one of the Davidians had come out and had charges filed, but we just wanted to attach to one of the cases. But the FBI then wanted to question me, so they cleared out the clerk's office and started questioning me, and I've made a deal with them. I'd tell them who I was if they would tell the clerk to accept this confession into the record, which...
No. Let me understand your strategy a little bit here, because you went in and confessed to the murder. Why would you do that?
Well, to be a party to what was happening in Waco. There was a case number assigned to what was happening. All the people coming out were assigned a case number. The first two ladies that came out were charged with murder. The people that came out after that, there was a trickle, except for the children, were charged with crimes. Now, to get on the case, to have standing in the matter, to have legal standing in the matter, you have to be a party. Now, how do I become a party? Well, it was Eric's idea. You confess to murder. You have the power of attorney from David Koresh. You confess to murder. So I confess to murder. That gets me, makes me a party with standing in the case.
So it was a way in other words. You were sacrificed.
So it was a way in, kind of a backdoor way in to get involved in the case and get legal standing.
Okay, I got you.
We weren't able to do anything because they sealed the case. And so that kind of shut the door on what we were doing. About that time, a fellow named Ken Varden from Las Vegas, Nevada, called me. He'd seen some of the press releases I'd been sending out through the Outpost of Freedom Facts Network, which was relatively small. There were about, 26 or 27 people on the fax list at the time. But he got one, and he said, you give me a daily press release, and I'll get it out to 16,000 people.
Wow.
Within 24 hours. So what he was doing is he had three fax machines, and he ran them all night long. He went out to 800 people, and he expected then that they would go out to 16,000 people within 24 hours. And, you know, I run across people recently that actually remember seeing the press releases going out then. So we had set up a system that was rather effective in getting the word out. Now, when you're talking about 300 million people, it wasn't that effective. But it was a rather interesting and a new innovation. Ken had started that in February as well. It was about the same time I started Outpost of Freedom newspaper. So we had a way of getting the truth out of what was happening in Waco, but it was very meager at the time and really insignificant. So I continued to write a press release every day for the duration, and those are all posted on the Waco portion of my webpage.
Now, that's the Waco White Papers?
Waco White Papers.
Okay, very good. So you can go, folks, to outpost-of-freedom.com, and it's about halfway down the page. It's called the Waco White Papers, and you can click on that and read those. Okay, go ahead, Gary.
You'll find some pictures there, too, that'll give you an idea of what it was like at Waco that I used to use in my talks. It's kind of hard to do that on the radio. Next contact, a lady named Linda Thompson, an attorney from Indianapolis, contacted me because she heard that I had the power of attorney. I was doing radio broadcasts. I did over 100 while I was in Waco, sometimes four or five a day. Different stations, Bill Cooper, a number of people contacted me all over the country. And so Linda had heard about this, and she offered to assist me. And I said she could assist me, but she could not represent me or Koresh because that would, well, it's a legal thing. The difference between pro se and pro per. Pro per is in propria persona. Pro se is representing yourself, and pro se gives legitimacy to the court. It means that you're there representing yourself, or you admit to the proceedings were pro per. I speak on my own behalf, and so she, when we filed the petition, emergency petition for writ of mandamus, she indicated she was a bar attorney but was not acting in that capacity. Now, interestingly, the petition for writ of mandamus was denied, and there was some wording that, and I asked Linda what it meant, and she couldn't answer it, and I didn't realize it until later what it meant, but they said that we had not exhausted all administrative remedies, therefore they would not grant the petition for writ of mandamus. Now, the mandamus was to get the FBI to let me in to see David Koresh. Interestingly, there's a couple articles on my blog. One is Ashwander versus TVA, and another one is Who Makes the Laws. Ashwander was a 1937 Supreme Court decision. And I didn't realize this until I got back from Waco, back to Florida, and it hit me that in conversation I'd had a couple of years before with the Patriot, he was talking about Ashwander. And Ashwander, the Supreme Court said, we will not rule on the constitutionality of any matter before us if we can, based on the Constitution, if we can find any alternative. And then it said, anybody who seeks a benefit from an administrative agency is bound by the rules of that agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they said that I had not exhausted all administrative remedies, Had we put in the original petition for writ of mandamus that we had no relationship with the BATF, the FBI, or any other federal agency, we would have forestalled that rejection based on not seeking all administrative remedies. But Daniel New ran into that later, that he could not go to the civilian courts until he'd gone through all the military course when he refused to wear UN blue. So
it
becomes a learning process as you run into these roadblocks. You start looking at them and say, well, why did that happen? Then you start sorting things out.
Mm-hmm.
On March 21st, between March 21st, I'd been going to the press conferences. The only question I ever asked is, are you going to allow the Red Cross in there to give them medical supplies and food? And they said, no, it's a crime scene. And that's when I first realized that this, we've got the biggest crime scene this country's ever seen. It was about 12 by 18 miles, roughly, the size of the crime scene. They call it a crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
On the 21st,
I want to stop you right there, because the crime scene, that purportedly the whole reason why they were there was, I mean, there were allegations of statutory rape and child molestation.
No, there weren't. Not initially. That was in the press.
Okay. I'm glad for that clarification. Can you speak to those allegations? And because my understanding is there was very little evidence. In fact, even reading Wikipedia is probably one of the most controlled publications around there, dealing with a wide variety of subjects. And even they admit in their writing about this event that some of the allegations were really unfounded, especially with regard to the child molestation, child abuse. So can you speak to that? I mean, because in the minds of the people, you know, the justification for being there in the first place, and you said that was never even brought up at the time.
We tried to bring it up. Let me go through two more things, and then we'll get to what happened inside, and we'll discuss that then.
Okay.
I was denied access to the press conference because of something, and I don't want to go into it, something that happened on the 21st, but it took them 3 days to finally figure out how they could keep me out of the press conference. Melissa Sims, Waco Police Department, was in charge of buying donuts and coffee for the press conferences. Now, the press conferences were held every morning at 9 o'clock. There'd be a monologue. They'd tell what happened that night, and then they'd open it to questions and answers.
Now, who was running the press conference?
Waco Police Department. Actually, they bought the donuts and coffee and secured the perimeter.
Okay, very good.
It was FBI and BATF. Bob Ricks became the spokesman eventually because he seemed to be a better liar than the other people they'd tried, who kept stumbling over their own feet trying to give legitimacy to what had happened.
Right.
Now, I had been going to the press conferences almost every morning, and one press conference before I was denied access, a fellow named Lewis Beam asked a question. Is this the indication of the coming police state to this country? They did not answer the question, but then they did, because after a couple hand signals, the Waco Police Department, with hands on guns and hands on Lewis Beam's shoulder, escorted him out the press conference not to be returned.
Isn't that interesting?
So 21st to 23rd, I was going back and forth with them trying to get in the press conferences, and eventually I was denied, and the excuse given by Melissa Sims with the Waco PD is, look, Gary, it's their party, and you're not invited. So much for freedom of the press.
Exactly.
Now, Dick Rivas tried to get the other press to stand behind me because I was legitimate press, as much as they were. But they would not stand behind me, and you know, I told Dick to stand down or he was going to get kicked out too. Now, one more incident, and this gives you a picture of why what we saw in this country was different than what we had, what was actually happening in Waco. Melvin Belli's office sent an attorney, Rick Morris, out there to work with me. And I didn't realize it at the time, but you know what they were looking for is movie rights. If David Koresh survived, they figured they'd have an end by working through me.
Mm-hmm.
One evening, Rick invited me to dinner, and he knew Larry Doyle from CBS Miami, who was on their tour of duty there. And so Rick and Larry and one of Larry's reporters and I had dinner. I asked Larry, how come you're not reporting the truth out of what's happening here? And he said, I have a wife and three children. He said that my job is important to me. I don't want to lose it. He explained how they go to cocktail parties, and they're not given a written policy, but they get an idea of what is permissible and what is not. Now, if you write anything against the government, you have to have absolute proof.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, Watergate's a good example, how much the two reporters had to go through to get enough proof before they could break the story.
Exactly. Hey, we're up against the break again, so let's hold it right there. And remember where you're at. Folks, we're visiting with Gary Hunt, and we're talking about what happened back in 1993, the Waco, Texas massacre, and I do call it a massacre because it's exactly what the government did, killing innocent Americans. And everyone needs to realize that this kind of thing happens, and it does happen here in the U.S. Stay with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with Gary Hunt.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we have a short segment here. The next couple of segments are going to be a short segment. But we're visiting with Gary Hunt, and we're talking about the Waco siege of the Branch Davidians, the murder of the Branch Davidians, the children there, and as well as adults, one of the most draconian things that have really ever happened in our history, although there's so many things like that. And Gary, before the break, you were talking about the control of the press, and I can tell you, I've worked in professional television for close to 20 years now. And much of my career has been very closely associated with news operations, news reporters, and the news media on a local level anyway. And I can tell you from being around these newsrooms that whenever a fax comes over from the local authorities, from the police department, whatever police department, whether federal, state, county, the county sheriff, or whatever, these things are generally always, any information that's in there is treated as gospel. These photographers that go around shooting the crime scenes and shooting the accidents on the highways and stuff, it's like they pride themselves on being buddies with these police officers and stuff. So I mean, there's almost a camaraderie between the local news media and the authorities on any given matter. And so unless there's a specific reason to suspect corruption and objectively report any particular incident, generally these reporters and anchors, they always take the side of the quote-unquote authorities on the scene. And so I'm sure that that's kind of the same type of thing that was going on in Waco as well.
Well, it is. Dick Grievous ended up testifying before Congress and wrote about Waco, but he wasn't reporting daily, so he wasn't kicked out. Louis Beam and I were reporting daily. We were kicked out. French reporter, an English reporter, and an Australian reporter that I met after I was kicked out, they were stopped going to press conferences. They'd get the news from CBS, but they were looking around for contacts to people that had real knowledge. I'd met a couple of the Davidians that were not inside by then, and that list kept growing, and as people came out, I would talk to them in jail, or if they were released, talk to them. But the press wasn't going for those stories. They wanted the easy story. We called it the pablum feed. Every morning, Ken Fawcett coined that phrase, but it's the pablum feed. They went down and got fed the pablum, went back and wrote the stories in the lounge in the motel over drinks. But the French and the English reporters, when I talked with them, what they were reporting in France and England was more along the lines of what we would expect to be reported out of Germany in the late 1930s. But in this country, we saw it moves down to being something that was supportive of the activities of the police, back to cult and compound. The demonization of the Branch Davidians had already begun. The Australian reported the same thing. He wasn't reporting it quite like France and England were, but he was reporting it factually, that the government went in a botched raid. There was no real justification for the raid because they had an arrest warrant and a search warrant.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a break. We'll take the top of the hour break. And, folks, we're going to open up the phone lines in the coming hour, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we have a lot of ground yet to cover. Really, in many respects, we're just getting started. But anyway, hour number three of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.